continuing on Daf Tet, and the real part of Rabban Rabbi Gavate. So now the Gemara goes back to Rabban Gamliel. How could Rabban Gamliel act like his own psak? Right? How could Rabban Gamliel act like his own psak? Didn't we just say you're not supposed to act like your own psak against the majority? What is the Gemara answer? So there's a lot of fascinating things going on here. So very quickly, remember we said that the simple pshat in the Yerushalmi is that unlike in the Bavli, the Gemara assumes that why did Rabban Gamliel act according to his own position? Because Meikar Din, everyone agrees.
He thought everyone agreed to him.
Right? It's clear in the Yerushalmi that's not true. Or the simple pshat in the Yerushalmi is not true. That the Gemara thinks fundamentally, the Chachamim think Chatzot, Zehu. And Rabban Gamliel thinks Til Amor HaShachar. What?
In the Bavli, didn't it seem like Rabban Gamliel was saying that they're going to agree with him, but not necessarily?
Yes, but in the Yerushalmi, it seems clear that that Rabban Gamliel maybe said those words, but now the Gemara says no. What he was saying is not read it l'shem kriyat shma. It was shanai ha'chashi l'shinun. He was telling them, read it. Why? So here's the interesting question: what does he mean l'shinun? So you could just say, it's Talmud Torah, right? But I will tell you that you'll see this three times in the next few blot. I don't think that's what it's telling you. What does it mean? As the Haredim points out and the Stei Yeshua points out, what is the Gemara saying when it's L'Shinun? And I've talked about this before, but in Yerushalmi it's very important. It's not picking the word Shinun by accident. What? Why is it picking the word Shinun? No, V'shinantem L'vanecha. Right? Meaning... So I would say, it's not just saying, well, what do you lose by reading it? It's that Kriyat Shema itself is Tzvei Dinin. It's a Kiyum, right? Remember I said that Chazal have two drashot on all the Sukkim of Ahu Advar Ma'ilal Abavcha, all that? It means Kriyat Shema, it means Talmud Torah. Because as we're going to see very clearly, the Yerushalmi doesn't just think it happens to be that. It thinks that inherent to the mitzvah, and we're going to see this, like I said, three times in the next few dapim. Right, the Gemara is going to go as far as to say that the reason that Osig b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah is different for Kriyat Shema is because Zeshinun v'Zeshinun. Right, this is Talmud Torah and this is Talmud Torah. The Gemara thinks that inherent to the mitzvah of Kriyat Shema is a kiyum of mitzvah Talmud Torah, and therefore what it's saying, not just oh you happen to learn Torah, is that kiyum Talmud Torah is literally one of the kiyumim of Kriyat Shema. So you may not get the full kiyum, but you're getting one of the kiyumim of Kriyat Shema itself. And you'll see.
How could he allow you
possibly
to make a bracha of a
pillow? He's not. He's telling us to say credit. He's saying Shema. Is it Shema? Sounds like it's the psukim, correct.
Yes. The Torah is something that you can get.
So that's what I'm saying to it. But he might say, well, at least don't lose, right? The Zman is on the Kriyat Shema part. But there's also a din of learning twice, right? Right, and again, in the Bible, you have indications of this also, right? It depends how seriously you take the Mar Menachot Tzadi Ted, right? That the minimum amount of you have to do to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Agita B'Yom V'Laila is say Kriyat Shema in the morning, Kriyat Shema at night, meaning the fact that Kriyat Shema itself is a kiyum in Talmud Torah. Now, the other crazy, a little bit of a crazy idea, is the Haredim's other position, which is that maybe it's a Ki'ilu Tashlumen. That we know there's a din tashlumin by Shmoneh Esrei, right? That if you miss Shmoneh Esrei, you can make it up. So he says this is ki'ilu tashlumin of Kriyat Shema. Right? That's what the Gemara is saying, that it's tashlumin, and therefore, what's the language? Exactly. Shinun like Sheni. Is to say it a second time. Exactly. Very good. Very good. So the Gemara says, wait a second, if it's just Talmud Torah or making up, however you want to say it, then say it in the morning too. Right? So say two Kriyat Shema in the morning. Right? Once it's Talmud Torah, as Mordechai said, so well, I don't understand. Say whatever you want. So the Gemara says, So the Gemara doesn't answer the question, right? The Gemara now gives an answer, which is maybe like this. The Gemara thinks that you don't paskan like your own position against the Chachamim, in a case when you could rely on their position. But now, in this 6 hours, it's a dead time. According to the Chum, you can't do anything, and according to your position, you could do something. And therefore, Rabban Gamliel held that it's legitimate to paskin like Yorshita's Yachid against the Rabbim if, right, there's now a time where, according to the Chacham, you can do nothing. According to me, you can still do something. But now, but according to that, it's clear that he's doing what? No. From Chatzot on, Chatzot, because according to the Chacham, the Zman is at the end of Chatzot, saying there's 6 hours that what? Chatzos Alayla, right? That, it was the party after Chatzos, and he's saying maybe you're allowed to basken like yourself against the majority if. If what? If right, meaning if exactly. Right, meaning
it wouldn't make a difference either.
Right, now this is not completely understandable, right? Because there would be Kiva case. He also right, meaning like there it's like either or, like what do you mean? Like right. I think it's Tame, you think it's Tahor, like I don't understand. Now I'm gonna say it's Tahor, so I'm gonna make ill against you, like I don't understand, right, like I don't really understand. Right, so what exactly is going on here? Now again, all these perushim that we've suggested point to the fact that Yerushalmi seems to think against the Bavli, that the Rav Gamliel and the Chachamim fundamentally disagree, right? Rather than the way it's understood in the Bavli. Some of the Mefarshim, not surprisingly, the Mari Pnim, and one of the Deir and the Rajba, they read this last line like the Bavli. That what this line means is, well, in this case, you didn't have a choice. It means that Rav Gamliel obviously would never tell you lechatchila to go there against Chachamim, but because it's already past Chatzot, he's telling you that even the Chachamim would be Moda, that you're allowed to do it because they want to read the Bavli into the Yerushalmi. What else is new? Fine. Hector Chalav Mevar Machil Psachim Tvadai Meashal Mishiyal Amud Shachar. An Antonino Nachil Psachim Itu Dlotani. Some take Pesach out of the Girsa. Achil Psachim. Mandatan Achil Psachim Kerabanan. Mandalotan Achil Psachim Kerilazar. What is it, Rebbe Eliezer? What does it depend on? You remember from last year when we learned the Sugya? In Agadata, when you didn't brachot, should Achilas Psachim be here? It depends. Do you think the mitzvah of Achilas Psachim is until Chatzos or until Amud HaShachar? Remember, that's a machlokas, yes? Umay Tamei de Rabbi Eliezer. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say this? Nemar Kan Laila. Remember, we did this in the Bavli, right? Nemar Kan Laila, v'nerlalan Laila. Ma Laila merlalan Chatzot, afkan Chatzot. Right? We compare it to Makat Bechorot. And Makat Bechor, Reb and Chatzos, so carbon pesach is only till Chatzos. Amar Rav Chunam Elet Kan Achil Psachim Afilu Karabanan. The Gemara says no. Even according to Rabbanan, you should take out Achil Psachim. The Tanin and Pesach Chatzot Mitamei Ayodayim, because Midirabanan, the rabbis tell you that Pesach is Mitamei and Ayodayim after Chatzot. Right, which shows you that it's even Bidiavad, right? Which makes it different. So even if it really is until Chatzot, it's different than the other halachot. Kol ne'echal mi'olechad, any carbon that's eaten for 1 day. So the mitzvah until Yom HaShachar, kol ne'echal mi'olechad, what is that? Kachim kalim. Right, that's kachim kalim, like Toda, etc. Im ken lam amru chacham v'chulei. Yeah, that's a wrong girsa. He just says. Im ad omer ad shi'al amur HaShachar. What's the svara? I'll say, look, what's the problem with karbanot? If you eat it up to Amud HaShachar and you eat it too late, it'll be notar, which means you're chayv kares, right? So if I tell you until chatzot, afilu ochel achar chatzot, eino mitchayev. Even if you have it after chatzot, you won't end up with karet. And we actually got to the second mishnah. Quickly read the second Mishnah. Meimantai Kornin Shema V'Shachren. When do we read Shema in the morning? Mishiyakar ben Tchilat L'Lavan. When can you tell the difference between blue and white? Rileaz Arman ben Tchilat L'Kartan. Between Tchilat and green. Ar Hanetz Achama. Until Hanetz. Rishu Omer Ad Shalashot. Until 3 hours. Shekein Derech Menei Malachim Lamo Shalashot. What's their machloket? Is B'Shach B'chal when you get up or when anybody's getting up, right? Koren Bikan Ve'Lach. After that, Lo Hivsid. You don't lose out. Adam shu korei b'Torah. Again, that idea of Kriyat Shema being like Torah. Ketzad matnita beitchelat shaba lelavan shaba. And the Gemara says it's not just any blue and white; it's the blue and white in the tzitzit. Right, and that brings us to the top of Yoram and Aleph. So we very quickly got through two daf, so we're a little bit caught up. Okay, a little bit caught up.